there you have it, a snapshot of the best bits of season 2 of this podcast so far. Thank you again to everybody for tuning in across the season so far, and fear not, we will be back with a brand new episode.
Hello and welcome back to the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.
If you haven't done so already, make sure you get your tickets for our game against Cardiff on Friday the 22nd of March.
Pick up,
we are still on a couple of weeks break as the Stadium UK takes under siege, but in the meantime, this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast ahead of our next BKT URC match against Cardiff at Scotland, Friday the 22nd of March. Get your tickets at glasgowwarriors.org. In the meantime, here's a look back at some of the best bits of Season 2 of the Squadcast so far. And remember, if you've got any questions you want us to pull out of the hat for the next couple of episodes, feel free to send them in on our social media channels at Glasgow Warriors on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Enjoy the show.
Who is the most Scottish teammate of? I have two for these ones. For this question, I would say Duncan Weir.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He won't listen to this.
You'll be surprised.
Oh, will
he?
Yeah,
he'll be surprised.
Does he listen to it more than we've given credit for?
Yeah, I think he does.
He's I would say the most strong accent would be Wombat,
I think.
Jamie Batty.
Jamie Batty. But I would say, the most Scottish... I would say, Dunkey. I don't know why, but...
I think that's probably fair.
A strong accent and, he's Scottish.
how long did it take you to get used to that? You've been here for two, 3 years now?
This is my third season.
How long did it take you to get used to the accents? Are you used to the accents?
I'm still getting used to it, to be honest. Now, some of the boys are hard to understand, but now it's... Yeah, still getting used to it, as I said.
Murphy?
What? Am I getting used to Scottish accents?
Well, that too.
No. I've been fluent. I'm fluent since birth. So, I agree. Actually, I agree with both.
Yeah.
Both comments.
Just give us a bit of an insight. Obviously, it could be a very daft question. It could be as simple as possible.
Yeah.
Explain Wombat. Not as in explain Jamie a person. Just explain the nickname.
Nickname.
Is it just because Batty is involved?
Bat. Wombat. Have you ever seen a wombat?
Well, yes.
Like I've just put two and two together. It kind of looks like a wombat as well. So,
well, he's also a non-appearer on the Squadcast from last year. So we have to get him on.
He's always busy flying his little plane. That's why. So we need to get him. Yeah, I'm sure we'll find some time. But imagine that. Can we do that?
Squadcast
live from 3,000 feet in the air.
Okay, I'm going to see if the health and safety form gets
get that stuck in the budget. We'll see how we can work that out.
Do you know what? It's not me I'm worried about. It's how do I explain to Franco that I'm taking two of his props in a plane to a squad rest. Going to flip the question for you a little bit as well. Who, this is a bit of a backwards question, who is the most Scottish, in inverted commas, of our quartet of Argentinians? Who's the one that's got used to Scotland most quickly?
I would say probably me, or probably me, or maybe Lucio. But I would say probably me. Yeah,
not Enrique. No way. he's been here the longest and still isn't Scottish in the slightest.
Oh dear.
Tried haggis. You like our local delicacies, don't you? Black pudding at breakfast. Haggis.
Yeah. No. I don't have them. Regularly and on my breakfast, but okay, so I can't.
Points deducted.
And this is the difference between winger and prop.
True. Ask Lucio and Ricky, they probably smash that every day.
Anyway, second question.
Yes.
Who is the best dressing room DJ?
That's
the Ben Afshar seal of approval that's coming up here.
Well, I know I've just gone on about how he played my song, but that's not the reason why I'd say he's the best. But I do like Nonza's tunes. That's the only, So I do like his music, but I'm actually also, I do like the Argentinian music, I can't lie. Like some of the people find it a bit annoying, but...
I was going to say, this seems to be a controversial topic when we're talking about Argentinian gym music.
I actually quite like it, I can't lie. I quite like the beat of it. It gets me. I'm not really into listening to like some the more soppy stuff in the gym. Maybe it's just...
sad songs.
Yeah,
the sad songs.
That's
just for the Return to Play boys.
Yeah, exactly. So I like something with a little bit of a beat on it, so...
Fair enough.
It's just kind of going back to what we were chatting about earlier, but any new music in the pipeline?
I've stopped the singing.
Yeah, Would you go back to it?
I would happily go back to it. It's just I'm do a lot of
focusing
DJing.
On a different career at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a little bit busy, Murphy.
Yeah. I do a lot of DJing. DJing is my thing now. So nice. I liked with the old records on the turntables.
Well, like vinyls.
Yeah,
proper.
Vinyls.
Nice.
So that's what I've picked up recently. And then I do make some music now, but I've not released. I'm going to release some though. But it's like
stay
more
tuned.
House music and stuff. So
nice.
So here's a proposal for you. We'll put you in whichever area of Scotstoun we have with a little turntable beforehand. You do that, run out to the warm-up, play the game. Done? Yeah.
Yep.
Full mate.
Yep.
Easy.
Well, I think last year Franco, in pre-season Franco was asked saying
what was that? I remember
I should DJ on one of the Fridays in the gym, but it never actually ended up happening. But he was like, yeah, you got to come in and get the boys excited on the Friday. And I was waiting, but it just never happened. So
he's ready.
Have you got a DJ name or are you just going with Ben?
Just Ben Afshar. Just that show, pretty boring.
I feel like you need something a bit more punchy.
Yeah, if anyone has a good name, please send me.
Speaking of Ben Afshar, Ben's had several different second names.
He has, yeah.
According to, well, mostly Merchie.
Afshar.
Tell the story.
Well, to be fair, it's kind of been adopted now. It's always been a thing. I don't know why, but people struggle to say Afshar. I don't know why, but it just got adopted to Ashy, I think it's now. Which I can understand why. Ashfar, but yeah, on the board seems to pop up every now and then. And it's always been a thing, though. I think just Ashfar, people prefer the SH before the F.
We've had a couple of extra pronunciations from press in the last couple of weeks as well, which has been one we've had to sort of nail around. This is how it's written. This is how we're doing this.
I think I saw one the other day. My mum sent me of someone called me Ashraf.
It's all the right letters, just not in the right order.
So close. And where's Afshar from?
So my dad's Iranian. So I'm half Iranian and half. My mum's from. She's from the Wirral, but they both lived up here together, so I was born here. That's how I'm Scottish.
Scottish, full Scottish.
Yeah,
nice.
But very Iranian still as well. Like I've got a big family in that. So
yeah. Do you ever go back? Have you ever been back?
Nah, because none of my family live there anymore. But so all my dad's family lives over here. So lots of Iranian food and dinners and barbecues, kebabs.
And we're back to the food
Why
chat already.
Why is it every time on the Scottcast we always cover some sort of food?
I mean, look who's hosting it. It's the two of us, Murphy, let's be honest.
But we're doing it at a different time today. But it's still lunchtime.
But before we wrap up this question, we just have to finish this chat now. What are we talking Iranian food? Come on, here we go.
So lots of, so people think spice. Yeah. No spice. It's not really spicy at all. Because I hate spice. No, but lots of saffron and like herbs and stuff.
Fragrant rather than
saffron's expensive.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
More.
It's all the 0.0.
Most expensive.
Yeah.
Item per kilogram.
Expensive per kilo than gold.
Yeah. This is why he's got 37,000 plays on Spotify. That's how he can afford
exactly.
it.
But it's called lubia polo, which is like rice, beans, lamb, lots of lamb. And then there's like Serish polo as well. Polo is rice. So.
Yeah,
polo.
Okay.
Polo, yeah.
All right. I thought polo was chicken.
So yeah, we're adding this to the chat with Lucio, where we're going around his house one day and then we're going to Ben's the next.
Yeah. Oh, I'm terrible at cooking.
We're not going to Ben's, we're going to Ben's family's.
Ben's family's house.
Ben, you're terrible at cooking.
Yeah.
What about those 25 quick answer questions where you said you're a great cook?
I'm a great cook. I'm good at I'm good at cooking pasta. Pasta. I can cook pasta.
Is that it?
That's it. That's it. I'm not a very good cook.
Right, on that note.
You can job swap with anyone at the club for a day. Who and why?
At the club.
Indeed.
At the whole club.
At the whole club. Top to bottom. Anybody.
Wow. I mean, I'd love to swap with you and just like be on that social media.
Right.
Yeah. Can I swap with
Molly? I'll take next week off.
Yeah, and I'll do it. I feel like I'd love that, but I don't know. An S&C coach would be fun because I could get people to do funny robustness.
Oh, I mean, technically he's not part of the club, but he is doing our S&C right now. Mm-hmm. Raymond.
Ray makes us do fun things, like
Ray
a wee cartwheel.
Ray has made me do so much running in my life. I like it.
So
I feel
this is
fit
just a revenge tour now.
But Raymond James.
Name drop.
Name drop. I want to make him run.
That's fair. No, I want to. I would like.
No, he's a great guy.
But. He loves to do like a car. He does a backflip. To be fair.
Fair enough.
That was two years ago.
Two
but
years
he still
ago
did
when,
one,
when
and
we
I'm
did
not over
Scotland
it.
Scotland under 18s together.
Yeah.
Raymond in the tunnel at Murrayfield.
Done
a backflip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really impressive.
It was crazy. He almost failed it. It was crazy, but he didn't.
Is that a try celebration for either of you?
I could. I would feel like if I score a try on the weekend, right, I'll do a death drop, right?
Okay.
Unless it's like. We're down a few points and then it's like not, it's serious. But like, see if it's serious. Like, if see if it isn't serious and it were this like, yeah, I'll do a death drop as my try.
Right, if that doesn't encourage you to buy a ticket for the weekend, I genuinely don't know
what. I'll stand in the middle of the pitch if you want. Like, I won't do it in the side. Like, I won't do it while everyone's like, oh, yay. I'll, like, stand and I'll be by myself and I'll do it.
We'll put Rasputin on over the tannoy for
Please
us.
Please
do! No, you know what you need to put on?
Peanut butter.
It's Peanut Butter Gently by Galantis.
Right.
That's Holland's try scoring song.
Right. Put Rasputin on.
We'll pick this up afterwards and we'll definitely get this on just for
your general playlist.
Yeah, you know, we'll get this on Saturday for the game.
Oh, just right, okay.
Middle of the pitch. It's fine. Pretty exactly. much sure.
If Franco is to choose a 7-1 split on the bench, who is the back?
That's from.
So who can do everything pretty much?
That's from Fiona on Twitter.
This is the tough one. I reckon Jamie Tobey can do a job there.
Dobbs, yeah.
Because he can cover wings as well and maybe fullbacks.
He played 10 a bit growing up
as well. Yeah.
Yep.
It's the way he played, maybe he can.
Yeah. Crash ball centre, Jamie Tobey.
You just want to put him in 12 and just see what happens, don't you?
Yeah absolutely.
He was one of your compadres at the URC launch. It just takes it very naturally, does Mr. Tobey.
I mean, he's got the rugby skills. He's got the good looks, but his chat, that's the thing that lets him down. That lets him down big time. But he's a very good rugby player. I'll give him that.
Yeah, very, very good. Me too.
And he's very versatile, so that's a great answer. Yeah. But another one, who would be your forward that you put in the back line? Like, say we've had two injuries in the back line and we've got a 7-1 split, who would be the forward that you chuck at, let's say, 9? What forward would you put at 9 if we had to?
Ooh, this tough one.
You're all lined up to say you'll have a go at centre yourself there.
I really was not. I don't know. I feel like because Matt Faxon was, we play against, is it Buff? Is Buff, one, all I said is was injured. He covered it well as well.
For like two plays, off the scrum.
No. Have you ever played in the backs?
No, never.
You played a bit of sevens growing up, but then you played it.
Yeah, played sevens, but. Now, this is my worst nightmare if I play backs. The kicking chase is going to be worse for me.
What position would you play in the backs if you had the chance?
I'd like to play wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's a bit traditional in Tonga. If you play wing in Tonga, the people expect you're a strong guy, both attack and defense. And they always put a bad position. The winger just makes you like. I don't know, but I think they follow what Channel Omo do.
Well, I was just going to come on to this because I remember you did a chat with our friends over at Rugby Pass last season. You've got a bit of heritage in the wing front in terms of having met the great man, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just talk about what was the deal with yourself and Jonah?
Well, you've got...
Yeah, Jonah, because when he's doing All Blacks, I think he's after All Blacks as well, when we were young, because he's both parents from Tonga. So his dad is in Tonga, so... I think every Christmas he's come back to Tonga for Christmas and the New Year. But that time he spent with us as a kid, we're like under 15, under 16, under 14.
Yeah.
So Jana used to come and teach us.
He's not a bad man to learn from, to be fair.
Yeah.
So you're good mates with Jonah, or were good mates with Jonah?
Yeah, I know him well, but like,
That's a good claim to fame, that's
a great claim to fame. I'll show you the photo. We said that across.
There's a photo of you before. Him as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Slightly envious right now.
I'm very envious.
Yeah.
How about yourself, Murphy, in terms of playing in the backs? I know you've got a long standing ambition to just randomly drop a cross kick in a game.
Yeah.
This has been well documented.
I just love kicking. even like when I'll go out to warm up, I'm pretty sure I can feel the burning eyes of Franco in the back of my head. but myself and Dobie will just ping some, I reckon, 20 to 40 meter kicks back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
Just for crack, and Roscoe will just do it for crack in the warm-up. And I'm certain I can feel the burning eyes right into the back of my head because I know he's like,
props and
why
kicking.
Why is he warming up kicking when he should be doing scrum or something? And speaking of, this is great. This is a great little interlude here. The big man on, was it Monday?
Oh, go on.
Monday,
went for a kick at training. He got a slap on the wrist from Franco. You tell a story.
No, because we have a turnover on Monday here. Yep. And you know, I seen it because, you know, normally you see the space, playing for the space. So we got the ball and I look at the backs. They were like, oh, and I saw the space there. And they kick it.
How did the kick go?
How did the
kick?
Kick is he's worse. He's worse because Joshy was like on the full back on the other team. So he didn't move. He just stand and catch the ball.
Yeah. It's not probably one of the few players you want to run back at you is probably Mr. McKay. That's probably not a great idea.
What happened after?
And then after training, and then we were training, everything's done, and then after training, and Frank was like, oh, nonce, here's the ball. Can you kick it? And then and I kick it. It's a pretty good kick there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, Frank was like, this is the last kick you do.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love that.
So now you want, but because he said that, that makes me want to kick it in a game even more now.
I'll tell you what, we're going to arrange a charity game now. So we've got Sione on one wing, you're at 10, cross kick, done.
Exactly.
Easy.
Just do it once, and I'll hang my hat on that for the rest of my life.
The Barbarians, if you're listening, we've got the plan for you ready made.
Yeah.
Whose phone is most likely to go off in a team meeting? That's definitely happened before. I'm trying to think who with.
I was going to say, because we had this in a previous episode and we couldn't pick anybody that came to mind, and it literally happened the next day, and I was like, I wish.
Wish we'd recorded now.
And now I'm struggling to remember.
You get made to feel very silly if that is the case, so it doesn't happen very often.
Are you a lock your phone down as much as humanly possible?
Yeah.
Like, airplane mode turned off. Mode. Yeah. Nice.
In the locker area. Land braces. Have you ever happened? Has it ever happened to you?
Nah.
At all?
No.
I've seen your Apple Watch go off a couple. Well, not go off, but.
Other brands of watch are available.
Yep. I've seen it go off a couple times. Because they'll be in our neighbours.
Right. Talk to us a little bit about this as well. So we see this in a team meeting side of things. When you've got the seating arrangement.
Yeah.
Is there some degree of hierarchy, or is it just whoever claims a seat first?
I don't think it's hierarchy. I think it's just what happens at the start of season, and then it's just like, what, humans are forces of nature's fair. A habit, or whatever the saying is.
Yeah.
I'd say there's a wee bit of hierarchy. Just a wee bit, not crazy. I just say the academy boys.
Some
are
of the
shy.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the older, more experienced boys are down the front seem to favour one side of the room. So currently, during international break, half the front seats, the left-hand side, are very empty. But, I'm not sure. There's no designed order to sit in. It just sort of happens.
I'd say we've got a strong row.
Yeah. This could be one of the greats.
Yeah. The all-time great rows.
It generally could be RT, myself, Dobie, Darge, Sintu, Nate, and JP
solid.
When he's there.
Does JP get the aisle seat because he's a foot taller than everybody else?
I think he does, actually. But if you had to make a team out of those rows, I reckon we could take on the whole team.
They're pretty handy, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have a very distinct game plan by the people that are in that row.
Don't give it to Murph.
There are two people that are allowed to kick in that row.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what other rows would be. Well, Kebble would be having a tough time because it's just him, Shuggy and Franco that sit at the front on the left-hand side.
In fairness, though, you'd back that trio to get a job done.
Yeah. I won't say anything in case he's listening. Which you told me, he does listen.
He does listen, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, do we have an answer for the phone off? I've just diverted off onto a tangent there. Do we have an answer for this one, or are we just going to wait until the next time it happens?
I'm going to wait. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Stay tuned.
I mean, we're not in tomorrow, but it might happen.
It'll happen soon.
Yeah, no.
I'll stage it. I'm picking
it. So there you have it. Snapshot of the best bits of season 2 of the Squadcast so far. Thank you again to everybody for tuning in across the season so far. And fear not, we will be back with a brand new episode in the not too distant future. If you haven't done so already, make sure you get your tickets for our game against Cardiff on Friday the 22nd of March. Kickoff 7:35. At Scotstoun Stadium in the BKT URC. But in the meantime, this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.